Thank you, Ryan. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. You know how to reach us, 312-981-7200. You can call us there or text us there. Dane Neal joins us in studio right now. Dane stops by very often. He's from Access Appetite and a frequent contributor to this station. Hello, Dane. How are you?
Hey, Bill. It's great to have you back from so many probably food-related adventures.
Yes.
All lobster all the time.
Yes.
Pretty much.
That's true.
I saw the tattoo of the lobster.
Do you like that?
Was that just you were overwhelmed by just the great quality of food, or was there any drinking involved? I'm not sure.
I don't remember any of it. I just woke up and I have a lobster tramp stamp
now. It's so big.
Yes. All right. This segment sponsored by Resurrection University.
You have brought a guest with you, and we're very, very excited about this.
Honored to have.
Yeah.
Like in studio, she is the two-time best brand ambassador in America. She's been Mixologist of the Year for Wine Spectator magazine, Cocktail of the Year at Tales for the Cocktail. You've seen her on Bravo, Iron Chef America, Hey Bartender, the
world
movie.
Renowned. Is she, it safe to say world renowned?
Yes, world renowned and world reclaimed. Because you could be an evil,
yes,
like, genocidal dictator and be world renowned. That's not good.
And it Charlotte is, used to be that, right? Is that that's her history? It's a strange history.
She gave it up to bring great cocktails to menus and events around the country and the world. Charlotte Voisey is here.
Hi, Charlotte. How are you? Thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, so happy to be here.
How have you accomplished all this in a very short span of time? You're very young. How have you pulled all this off?
You're too kind. It's the genius of radio. Nobody knows. It's been a fun journey, that's for sure.
Good.
Were you always the one that made drinks when your friends would get together? Because there are people like that. I just like to drink them, so we'd get along very well.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it works out. Yeah, come to this party and please bring your cocktail shaker.
I have like five of them.
I know my place.
Well, I mean, it's interesting that you say that because you probably grew up with a love for cocktails and obviously a talent for it. But and you have been right there kind of front and center as this whole mixology thing has just exploded, where you're seeing people go from what was kind of an industrial occupation or a consultation occupation,
sure,
right, as a bartender, to now you guys are stars.
Yeah, I think bartenders these days are being treated more like chefs in terms of the approach to ingredients, the craft of actually creating cocktails and serving cocktails. Mixology today is in a different place, a better place, I think, than it was 10 years ago.
It's not just a shot and a beer anymore.
No, it doesn't have to be. It can be.
That's
still available, and that's fun and fine, but we can now find beautifully crafted cocktails with seasonal ingredients.
It is a science. There's chemistry involved, right? You have to know what works together and what doesn't
really
work.
It's really, really hard. Yeah, I like to say it's rocket science.
It is. It's like rocket science.
It's good for job security.
It is, though. I mean, I tried to make a Manhattan on my own, and it just didn't taste the same as if I got it at a bar. It really didn't.
Well, one of the things we say is mixology is a bit more like baking than cooking. It's not just Sunday sauce, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You know, you do need to pay attention to good recipes, measurement, keep it accurate, and you'll get balanced results.
You know what always impresses me, aside from the flavor and the taste, is when people can layer things where you see it in the glass, where there's one level of something and then another level of something, and it goes up. I'm baffled by how that happens. It's delicious, though.
Again, science.
It's science.
That's called the Pousse Café.
Is that what that is?
If you want to Google that after the show.
Pousse Café. All right, I'll look that up.
That's a dirty site.
Is that friendly for work? I don't want to get fired over looking this up.
Is it the heaviness? Like, I know a Bailey's will, it's creamy and thicker, so that will sit on top or below. Is that what it is, I guess?
Yeah, it's the weight or density of different liquids. And if you're clever and you choose different colors, you get that layered effect.
Yeah.
And it seemingly impresses people.
It does.
It's like a parfait in your mouth.
At the Pousse Café.
Yeah.
There you go.
Ask for it by name.
Well, Charlotte, you grew up in England, in London, and of course here for the last 10 years with William Grant & Sons on the brand ambassador side. But like, as a world, you know, is America, have we been late to this cocktail party? Are we one of the leading countries? What is it like? Because you travel all over the place. Is everybody in the same place we are, or some places way behind?
Well, we have to thank America for the cocktail. It's an American invention. Yeah, 1806. So thank you very much.
You're welcome very much.
What was the first cocktail?
Great job, Bill.
Well, the first cocktail, ironically, was the old-fashioned, because as cocktails blossomed and got more fancy, people were like, I just want to good old cocktail the old-fashioned way, the way it used to be.
Really?
Yeah.
But it wasn't called an
old-fashioned
initially.
No, not in the beginning.
It would have been a newly fashioned. Right. Cutting edge, I think, was the name.
Futuristic.
No, it was simply called a cocktail in the beginning.
It was.
And then we transferred over to cobblers and fixes and daisies and, you know, eventually margaritas and cosmopolitans.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
You name it.
Yeah. I didn't know drinking, you could learn stuff, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's purely educational.
I love you.
But now I always think, and maybe I'm wrong on this, but I always assume that in England, if you go in and order a cocktail in a pub or a bar, they'll show you the door. They'll just, thanks for coming by, but we don't need your sort in here. Is that true or not true?
Quite possibly. It's not really part of our culture. Yeah. It hasn't been. That said, London as a city, a metropolitan city, is leading, one of the leading markets in mixology these days.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah. But historically speaking, cocktail is an American thing. You know, families would make martinis at home. Nobody in England makes martinis at home.
Really?
Right. But we have beautiful hotel bars to do that in.
Yeah.
And, you know, remember the movie Cocktail with Tom Cruise? That
How
I
could
thought,
I forget it?
I thought everybody would go nuts after that. And there was some performance, but performance isn't what makes a good drink.
Not necessarily. Performance makes a memorable experience in a bar, but it doesn't necessarily mean the drink's going to taste good.
Was that, like, if you know Russell Davis, I know that he... he's a guy that's on like Bar Rescue, right? And so he's one of those mixologists of the year maybe a year or so ago in one of the different magazines. And I know him and I've mentioned you with him. And he had mentioned that that was really his kind of aha moment. Obviously, you had a much different aha moment.
Was the movie watching, Cocktail
right,
was?
You see that? Oh, yeah. Well, because think about it. Tom Cruise in that. He was
Brian
having,
Brown.
Having a good time. Of course, there
and
was
women loved
some
him.
Ups and downs. He was the life of the party. And he was like flipping things around. It was that... Are there anybody still doing that or just different versions of that? Because they look difficult for one.
Yeah, I mean, the flair scene is still big. It's big in Vegas.
Yeah.
Still have... God, does that explain everything?
And it's called flair. That's what it's called.
It's the choreographed kind of dance almost. Is that?
Yeah, it's still huge in Vegas. They have like national flair championships every year. So it's definitely still a thing. And what's interesting, actually, the flair guys are starting to incorporate mixology into their routines so that the drinks that come out at the end are actually good.
Oh. How about that?
So you can watch the Flair Championships on the Ocho.
I want in.
You know a drink is good, though, when it doesn't taste really strong. You want it to taste flavorful. You don't want it to just... I mean, if you want a martini, that's one thing.
Yep.
You want to taste the vodka. But a drink, you want it to just magically all come together, and that's a true mixologist.
Yeah, I mean, our golden word is balance. So when you achieve that balance, you're right.
Yep. We'll discuss more of this in just a little bit. Stay where you are. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
And thanks to ResU for sponsoring this segment. Dane Neal sponsored by Resurrection University. Also, Raised in Chicago, reporting on Chicago. That's Mark Sapelsa and Micah Mater. Watch Chicago's very own Mark and Micah weeknights on WGN News.
It's us. It's Bill and Wendy along with Dane Neal from Access Appetite and British superstar mixologist Charlotte Voisey also in studio. That would explain
the cape.
She
raised the roof.
You literally raised the roof. Yes, Dane.
Well, before we went to break, you know, Wendy had mentioned, you know, one of the true skills and talents of a mixologist is taking what is a spirit, even an elevated spirit, and kind of taking that edge, making it taste good, right? It's like something good and maybe subtly effective on the spirit side. And she's done that. You know, one of the spirits in her brand portfolio is Hendrick's Gin, which is amazing stuff with that. But she's here today for Glenfiddich, and there's some really, really cool and kind of historical stuff happening here in Chicago with that.
Yeah, so I'm here with Glenfiddich, which is a single malt Scotch whiskey. It was actually the first single malt Scotch whiskey back in 1963, so kind of kicked off a great movement there. Traditionally drunk by itself, maybe with a couple of ice cubes depending on the season, but absolutely mixable too. So we're here to talk about some Glenfiddich cocktails.
All right, what are we waiting for?
Wendy wants her drink, and she wants it now.
I'll do play-by-play, Bill. You do color.
All right.
I do like to know what's in it, and it is, you mentioned a difference between baking and cooking. I like to cook. I like to, you know, just kind of throw some things in there, but baking, you have to be precise. Same with this mixology.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm actually going to craft a Glenfiddich 14 old-fashioned, so we're going back to the beginning.
Oh, good.
And what you will see here is that I'm using a jigger, which is essentially a measuring cup for cocktails. Mm-hmm. And this ensures that I get the right balance all away. So
Wendy
like
has
baking,
a jigger that's five times the size of the one you brought.
To each his own.
What about, what are the measurements between like a jigger? Is that like a shot? Are they...
A jigger is the name for the measuring cup, and they come in different sizes. So standard in a bar, you'll find a two-part jigger here with 2 ounces on the top, an ounce on the bottom, and a smaller version, which is a half ounce and a three-quarter. With those four measurements, you can make any cocktail.
And for the listeners, it looks kind of like an hourglass, but like an aluminum hourglass.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hollowed out so you could put liquor in it.
Right, right. There's no, yeah, none of the sand.
At some point, Charlotte, don't bartenders or mixologists, don't they kind of in their head figure out, and they might be off by a little bit, but after you've been doing this a while, you kind of know the measurements somehow, don't you?
You know the measurements, but you want to measure them to make sure your cocktail's always absolutely balanced, because a true bartender is multitasking. You're talking, you're making jokes, you're making people feel safe, you're watching for what's going on in the bar, and you're making drinks.
Yep.
Often seven at a time.
Go over that feeling safe part, because Dane and I are
Bill slipped me a note saying that they're protecting us from ISIS, and I don't know. I'd go there.
No, it's true.
If I may, are you single, Charlotte?
No.
Okay, because I just read somewhere, that a bartender has a great chance for meeting someone.
Oh,
because when you go in a bar, if I just walk up to you, Dane, and say, hey, what are you doing here? But the bartender's there and ready to roll, and you talk to people and you counsel them, and it's not a bad way to meet men or women.
Well, that's true, and let's not forget the bartender's the most important person in any bar, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what's a party without the bartender?
So true.
Well, and you'll be an important person in many different bars and clubs around Chicagoland, as you know, one of the roles that you do, obviously entertaining at events and sharing, but you're
and making
be,
us feel safe
and making us feel safe,
don't
protecting
that
the world. But right. you're going to be here kind of sharing what it is you're doing with Glenfiddich and kind of instructing some of those clubs and sharing that so that they can then share those cocktails in the near future.
Yep. So with Glenfiddich, we have a new program called Cask to Cocktail, cask being the barrel that whiskey's aged in to cocktail. And it's all about taking the flavors that come through wood maturation and showcasing them in cocktails made with Glenfiddich. And the interesting part is not all single malts are the same. The Glenfiddich 14 I have here is all uses American oak. So you get a lot of vanilla, bourbon-like flavors versus a Glenfiddich 15, which uses European oak, and you get a lot of red fruit. So different cocktails will show those different flavors.
Yep.
That's the point of the program.
You got to think who decided to filter it through wood. Was it someone who was living in a ramshackle house and rainwater dripped through wood and they said, wow, that has a little bit of a flavor? Because seriously, you know, you think about, I watch Orange is the New Black and they make hooch, you know, with some fermented fruit and stuff. But to go through wood, you just wonder where that originally started from.
Well, like most great things in life, it was a complete accident, right? The wooden barrels were storage for whiskey, and when they used to ship them down the river, they would put them on barrels for a lengthy time, and they'd find out that the whiskey actually tasted much better when it got to its destination than it did when it started, and they figured out that the wood was impacting flavor for the better.
Look at that.
There
How
you go.
About that? Yeah. That's valuable information.
Well, we got a little bit of a history lesson here. Now you feel safer in your knowledge.
Somehow we do, Dane. Don't question it. We just do.
Well, Charlotte, for people who want to follow you, show up at different events where you're at, or do the social media thing, or even find out what's going on with Glenfiddich, do you have your social media that you could share? And of course, we want to talk a little bit about The Proper Pour.
Yeah, so The Proper Pour with Charlotte Voysey is my online show at thesmallscreennetwork.com. I do a lot of cocktails on there with Glenfiddich, as well as Hendrix Gin that you've mentioned, and some of the other brands of William Grant & Sons. The show is essentially talking through cocktails and showing people at home how to make them. But back to this week, we're here in Chicago to do the Glenfiddich Caster Cocktail Program. We're at the Virgin Hotel. We're places like The Sparrow. We're at Lost Lake. We're bouncing around the city, Cindy's, Fulton Market Kitchen.
Wow,
a lot
everywhere.
Of just, great bars and restaurants that have good mixology scenes that we're spreading the Glenfiddich love.
We know you're a Hall of Famer, but the average person really can make these on their own, right? It's not impossible to get the flavor that you've been able to achieve, right?
Absolutely not. It's totally achievable to make these kind of drinks at home. Just find yourself a great book, like The Bar Book by Jeffrey Morgenthaler, or Craft of the Cocktail Bar, Dale Roth, or hop online for The Proper Pour by Charlotte Voysey.
Good. We can do that.
All right. A quick recipe, because I cut you off, and if anybody's trying to make an old-fashioned, do you want to share the recipe?
Yep. So this is two parts Glenfiddich 14 single malt Scotch whiskey, half a part simple syrup with brown sugar, three dashes of bitters. I used vanilla. You can use Angostura or whatever floats your boat, and then a couple of orange peels.
This is the smoothest thing I have ever tasted.
Wow. Really good.
Thank you.
Now, we know with wine, and now we also know with beer, you're supposed to kind of get the aroma before you drink
it.
You do that, yeah?
Yeah, kinda aroma is, 70% of flavor. So, by garnishing cocktails nicely, we set up your palate for a good time.
Love it. Very citrusy. Mm. Really good.
And they make vanilla bitters?
Oh, yes. They make every kind of bitters now. This one's from a friend of mine, actually, in London. He exports all over the world.
Mm. Throw some HP sauce in there, too, and you got yourself a drink. That's good stuff.
They say a great cure for hiccups is to take Angostura bitters and put it on a lemon and then bite into it, and you kind of gasp because it's, you know, kind
jolting.
Of... Yes, it is, but it's supposed to get rid of hiccups. Do you have a quick way to end hiccups at a bar since you're...
Yeah, isn't it drinking, like, the reverse side out of a glass?
Yes.
Is that a British thing, or do you guys
that's
do that,
here
too?
Oh, yeah.
It was
But our drink goes the opposite way because we're so far on the other side of the planet. I can't explain it.
It's such a pleasure to meet you, Charlotte. Cheers.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
An
for
honor
having
to
me.
Meet you. You really did. You made us feel safe. I didn't think that was going to happen, but I felt very safe the last half hour.
And be sure to check out. We'll have an extended interview on the Dane Neal Show at WGN Plus, and then I'll be in for Dave Plyer this weekend as well.
Beautiful.
This is my new drink.
Is that
your
official
new
drink?
I'm not even kidding. This is the smoothest thing.
How about that?
Ever.
How about that? Well, what an achievement.
Great. I have another five, please.
Oh, no. It turned ugly quick. All right. Back after this, it's Bill and Wendy WGN.